significantly below what it has been for the last 5 years. In 2013, the murder rate in the state reached a peak of 4.5 per 100,000 residents before it fell to 3.9 per 100,000 the following year. The good news is that both the overall violent and nonviolent property crime rates in New Jersey are continuing their downward trajectory. The data shows that there were 22,879 violent crimes in 2015, down 2% from the previous year. The rate fell from 261.2 violent crimes per 100,000 residents to 255.4 in 2015. Violent crimes include murder and non-negligent manslaughter, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. Nonviolent property crimes in 2015, which include burglary, larceny, theft, and motor vehicle theft, are down in New Jersey a significant 6% from 2014. And the rate in New Jersey, 1,626.5 property crimes per 100,000 inhabitants, in 2015 has been a free fall since 2011 when it was 2151. So here's the various crime rates, but what I'm interested in seeing is how do we find it by town. Here we go. So, well, there's a lot of them here. 472 entries. So there's a lot of choices here, but I wonder if there's a way to order them. That would be interesting. Violent crime. Yeah, there is. Let's see. See how the big ones are. Jersey City, Elizabeth, Patterson, Trenton, Vreeland, Orange, Bridgeton, Asbury, Perth Amboy, Clifton, Bayonne, West New York. Well, Union Township has 82. That's interesting. Union Township, 58,000 residents, 82 violent crimes, which is a 14.1%, and 89 brick. I wonder if they got that one mixed up, because that's the, I don't know if that's the Union Township we're really talking about here in Hunterdon. Moving on from there, I'm on the third page, and I don't see anything that even reflects Hunterdon County, Franklin Township, and Somerset County. Got that one. So let's see what else we got. Four. We have Roselle, Mount Holly, Freehold, Woodbury, Parsippany. Still quiet in our part of the world here. I'm not finding it yet. Page 6. West Totowa, Barnegat, Little Egg Harbor, Phillipsburg, 14,480. They had 23 violent crimes and 26 in 2014. Brooklawn, Keensburg, Penn Grove. Nope. Still quiet. Got to go deep to find all these. Page 7. Florence, Kearney, Bridgewater, 44,000 people, 11 violent crimes. Raritan Township, 22,000 people, 12 violent crimes. Princeton, 13 violent crimes in last year. So you have to go deep to find our area, so it's pretty quiet. Wonder if there's a way to go to the back and see who's the So all in all, we're doing just fine. So is pretty much the gist of it. I'll look up and see if I can find any more interesting facts about it. But essentially, nothing really to worry about, despite the fact that we do have those occasional blips like we did the other time. Well, it's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you. As I normally am, 8 to 10. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks to Diane Lane and Michelle Heidi for their contributions to the show. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. And so why don't you go and check out the violent crime rate in New Jersey and have some peace of mind that in you visiting and living in Hunterdon County is probably the best choice that you've made with regard to residing in New Jersey. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Good morning, Hunterdon, HuntingtonRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.com.
516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
With a recap of some of what the candidates were talking about on the campaign trail yesterday, here's USA Radio's Joe Gomez.
Donald Trump is going after Google, saying the web giant suppresses news about Hillary Clinton.
Google's search engine was suppressing the bad news about Hillary Clinton. How about that? How about that?
That's Trump campaigning in Wisconsin. Hillary Clinton was in New Hampshire, meanwhile, warning a Trump presidency could turn the Supreme Court in a conservative direction.
Meanwhile, another gaffe for the Libertarian presidential nominee, as Gary Johnson is asked to name a foreign leader he respects. At an MSNBC town hall, he says,
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former president of Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
I know.
Anybody in the world you like. Pick any leader.
The former president of Mexico.
Which one?
I'm having a brain.
Name anybody.
Earlier this month, Johnson not knowing that Aleppo was an embattled city in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
We are heartbroken about this senseless act of violence.
In South Carolina, two students and a teacher are wounded at an elementary school by a teenage shooter.
But we are so thankful for the quick response by law enforcement and school employees who prevented further injuries.
That superintendent of schools, Joanne Avery, the teen suspect, was taken into custody while he was still shooting. And police say before he went to that school, the homeschooled teenager allegedly shot and killed his 47-year-old father. At a congressional hearing, the head of the Fed is asked when we might see another interest rate hike. And as usual, Janet Yellen is a bit cryptic.
This year, if things continue on the current path and no significant new risks arise.
Today is World Heart Day, and we're reminded heart disease remains the world's number one cause of death. Dr. Leonardo Rodriguez of the Cleveland Clinic says there are a lot of ways that a person can lower their chances of heart disease, and that includes, foremost, eating a healthier diet.
For years, the cornerstone for the diet has been really low fats. The problem with that is that was compensated with a lot of carbohydrates. The emphasis now to have a more balanced diet as opposed to only one aspect of the diet.
And while you've no doubt heard it before, the good doctor says the other two big ways to prevent heart disease would include refraining from tobacco products and regularly exercising. And remember, whatever day it is, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
After the hour, it's time for Hunt Chamber Radio Weather. Right now, a 60% chance of precipitation. It's overcast. We got some rain out there. And today is September 29th, 2016. It says it'll be cloudy, numerous showers, mainly this morning. Highs in the mid-60s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Chance of rain is 70%. Showers likely, lows in the mid-50s tonight. East winds around 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Chance of rain is 70%. For tomorrow, showers high in the low 60s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%. Rain continues through Friday night into Saturday. Showers likely, highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. Still continues into Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers likely, mainly in the morning, low 70s, 60% chance of rain. We finally clear out on Monday the 3rd, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers, highs in the lower 70s, and partly sunny highs in the upper 60s on Tuesday, October 4th. That is Good Morning Hunter and the Hunt Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Here I stand, the goddess of desire, set men on fire. I have this power. Morning, noon, and night, it's wink and dancing, some quick romancing, and then a shower. Stage door Johnny's constantly surround me. They always hound me with one request. Who can satisfy their lustful habits? I'm not a rabbit. I need some rest. I'm tired, sick, and and tired of love. I've had my fill of love from below and above. Tired of being admired. Tired of love uninspired.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Comments.
Let's face it, I'm tired.
In Blazing Saddles.
And
we covered all that in the previous hour. So, it's rainy, wet, and I'm sure that's affecting our commute. So let's get a look on what's going on out there on the Honey Roads. HRT Team Medicom sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them. And they'll send you the alerts via email, so you can read them on your smartphone or wherever you receive your email. You can also follow them on Twitter, at which time you can convert them to quick text, if you like. So I have one, a 78 eastbound accident, two tractor trailers at exit 20 in Lebanon Borough. Earlier this morning, but I don't have an all clear. And when you get two accidents involving two tractor trailers, usually that's going to lead to a mess. So be prepared for that. You might want to look for alternative routes. When we get an all clear or some updates, we will certainly pass them on to you. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunting Chamber Radio Travel. All right, a little history from History.com, September 29th, 2016. The lead story, 2005. It's amazing, it's 11 years already. On this day, New York Times reporter Judith Miller is released from Federal Detention Center in Alexandria, Virginia, after agreeing to testify in the investigation into the leaking of the identity of covert CIA officer Valerie Plame. Bill Miller had been behind bars since July 6, 2005 for refusing to reveal a confidential source and testify before a grand jury that was looking into so-called Plame affair. She decided to testify after the source she had been protecting, I. Lewis Scooter Libby, Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, signed a waiver giving her permission to speak. So she was definitely protecting her sources. In 1780, British spy John André is court-martialed, found guilty, and sentenced to death by hanging on this day. André, an accomplice of Benedict Arnold, had been captured by patriots John Paulding, David Williams, and Isaac Van Wart 6 days earlier on September 23rd, after they found incriminating papers stashed in his boot. So essentially, it was a spy sentenced to death. In 1913, on this day, Rudolf Diesel, inventor of the engine that bears his name, disappears from the steamship Dresden while traveling from Antwerp, Belgium, to Harwich, England, on October 10th. A Belgian sailor aboard the North Sea steamer spotted a body floating in the water. Upon further investigation, it turned out that that body was Diesel's. There was and remains a great deal of mystery surrounding his death. It was officially judged a suicide, but many people believed and still believe that Diesel was murdered. In 1864, Union General Ulysses S. Grant tries to break the stalemate around Richmond and Petersburg, which is 25 miles south of Richmond, by attacking two points along the defense of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. The assault against Richmond, called the Battle of New Market Heights, and the assault against Petersburg, known as the Battle of Poplar Springs Church or Peebles Farm, were both failures. However, they did succeed in keeping pressure on Lee and prevented him from sending reinforcements to the beleaguered rebel general Jabal Early, who was fighting against General Philip Sheridan in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. 1953, an article in the New York Times claims that Russian citizens want, quote, the American dream, unquote, private property and a home of their own. The article was one of the many that appeared during the 1950s and 60s, as the American media attempted to portray the average Russian as someone not much different from the average American. Fortunately, it took decades later for them to even sniff capitalism. 1982, flight attendant Paula Prince buys a bottle of cyanide-laced Tylenol. Prince was found dead on October 1st, becoming the final victim of a mysterious ailment in Chicago, Illinois. Over the previous 24 hours, six other people had suddenly died of unknown causes in northwest Chicago. After Prince's death, Richard Keyworth and Philip Kent Capitelli, firefighters in the Windy City, realized that all seven victims had ingested extra-strength Tylenol prior to becoming ill. Further investigation revealed that several bottles of Tylenol capsules had been poisoned with cyanide. And that was the beginning of how foil got on top of your capsules, top, and how we had the tamper-proof caps. 2006, John Klang, the principal of Weston High School in Cazenovia, Wisconsin, is shot and killed by a 15-year-old student, Eric Hairstock, on September 29th. The incident takes place amidst a spat of school violence across North America, including a shooting rampage at a Canadian college on September 13th and a hostage situation at Colorado High School on September 27th. Does that sound familiar? Because we seem to be going through a similar thing right now. 1957, a passenger train collides with an oil tanker train in the Gambar province of western Pakistan. It killed 300 people and seriously injured another 150. 1941, the Babi Yar massacre of nearly 34,000 Jewish men, women, and children begins on the outskirts of Kiev in the Nazi-occupied Ukraine during World War II. In 1988, Stacy Allison of Portland, Oregon, becomes the first American woman to reach the summit of Mount Everest, which is 29,035 feet above sea level, is the highest point on Earth. Allison, who is a member of the Northwest American Everest Expedition, climbed the Himalayan peak using the Southeast Ridge route. And finally, in sports, 1954, on this day, Willie Mays, center fielder for the New York Giants, makes an amazing over-the-shoulder catch of a fly ball hit by Cleveland Indians first baseman Vic Wertz to rob Wertz of an extra bases in Game 1 of the 1954 World Series. That catch has gone down as one of the greatest in the history of baseball. So the catch, the Willie Mays catch, took place on this day in 1954. That is Today in History from History.com. For September 29th, 2016. One of our birthday boys is Gene Autry. So we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter.
In the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon.com. Lots of activity going on in Hunterdon County. I heard Governor Christie is going to be in the area tomorrow. So we're finding out a little bit about that, but other things are happening or just happened. In fact, a reality TV show came to one of our towns, and Craig Turpin reports about that. Hundreds turn out at the New Jersey town for reality TV rally. So in Hatman, Clinton, hundreds turned out to meet the contestants of the Fireball Run online reality series, which filmed an episode downtown on Wednesday. Main and lower center streets were closed to traffic for much of the day as the contestants forged a metal tag with an image of the Fireball Run logo at the Red Mill Museum blacksmith shop. They also stopped at the Hunterdon Art Museum, making posters of missing children that were bound in a book and on display in the museum. In between, they mingled with locals, and the curious posed for photographs and talking about the rally. Fireball Run is an adventure travel television series and live-action adventure rally competition. The stop in Clinton was part of the series' 10th anniversary race. This year's 26-episode season features 40 teams taking place in states in the Northeast and is streamed in the United States and television internationally. The teams compete in a 2,000-mile, 8-day, 8-city, life-size trivia game, according to the series producers. So folks who had learned about it and came out to visit. So there's another article here that kind of covered with that. was giving a preview, and Craig Turpin reports. See if there's anything new. I was talking about the closings, which we don't have to worry about at this point, and parking. There's a quote here. It says, "It is the real story of 40 teams of adventurers taking the road less traveled in an epic quest for America's most obscure and historic artifacts," unquote, according to the website. "And it's all just for bragging rights, a greater cause than a plastic road sign." So it took place in the states in the Northeast. It is streamed in the United States and internationally. 2,000-mile race, 8 days, 8 cities. At each stop, the team will have a task to complete before moving on. At the Red Mill Museum blacksmith shop, they will forge a metal tag that must have an image of the Fireball Run logo. In the Hunting Art Museum, they will be making posters of missing children, which will then be bound in a book. We did that already. Mary Lou Carhart, owner of Amaryllis Dress Shop and a member of the Clinton Guild and Clinton Conservancy Gardens, spearhead a cleanup drive in advance of the filming. On Sunday, volunteers spent the morning weeding and sweeping and planting mums. The cleanup was also held to prepare for the October 16th walking tour that will be attending by local and state leaders. This tour is part of the celebration marking the downtown being named one of New Jersey's great places by the New Jersey chapter of the American Planning Association. Carhart worked with about 20 young workers and some of their parents from Immaculate Conception School, church, according to a news release. They collected about 20 bags of weeds and trash. Mayor Janice Kovach swept the Hunterdon Art Museum terrace. Her son Hunter and a young neighbor worked on the entrance area in the Red Mill Museum, pulling weeds and sweeping, according to the news release. A few members from Clinton Conservancy Gardens and some other volunteers also helped out. So once again, Clinton shows their dedication and motivation. They were able to task together a group and be able to focus on a particular task at hand. It's just marvelous how they have the connections to be able to do something like that in such short order. All right, well, we got other things to do. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to do the news and the weather, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Lay by the wind and show me that me in our good love. Far we believe I need a true love. I want to ride by you. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest U.S. community to see protests following a police-involved shooting in El Cajon, California, outside San Diego.
No justice! No peace! No racist police!
Correspondent Mark Mayfield says police now say the black man was shot and killed when he pointed what turned out to be a vaping device at an officer.
Alfred Olango was shot and killed Tuesday as police responded to a call about someone walking in traffic. Olango's death has sparked protests in the San Diego suburb. Demonstrators blocked traffic as they marched around the city.
Republicans and Democrats deal President Obama the first veto override of his presidency regarding a bill that allows U.S. victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia in U.S. courts.
I think it was a mistake.
Obama saying it could lead to lawsuits against the U.S. Also, lawmakers approve a bill to avoid a government shutdown tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-315-7780.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Shimon Peres will be hugely missed.
Secretary of State John Kerry, one of scores of world leaders and officials who will be attending a Friday funeral for the former president and prime minister of Israel, Shimon Peres, who died yesterday at 93.
Everybody who knew him, admired him, who was inspired by him, and by his example for the pursuit of justice and peace, will continue, I know, to remain inspired and motivated by him.
Officials in South Carolina are trying to figure out why a homeschooled teenager allegedly killed his father and then went directly to a nearby elementary school where he shot two students and a teacher.
Did he have issues at school? Did he have issues at home? We don't know, but we're certainly going to run the gamut of everything and try to come up with the motive.
That's Anderson County Sheriff John Skipper. The teacher and one of the students shot, treated and released, but the other student's in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Today is National VFW Day. We're reminded that members of the VFW have not only served the country, but have then continued to serve their fellow veterans. We're urged to take time to honor VFW members in our communities who have sacrificed and continued to serve. It's also World Heart Day, a good day to remember some of the tips we're constantly given for better heart health, as heart disease remains the number one killer in America.
Well, welcome to the White House, everybody, and give it up for NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion Kyle Busch.
Hey. President Obama welcoming NASCAR driver Kyle Busch and his team to the White House to celebrate their Sprint Cup Series championship.
There were some people who thought we were going to see a Busch back here in the White House this year, but they didn't know it was going to be Kyle.
After missing 11 races early in the season due to a broken leg, Busch came back to win five races on the way to his first ever career championship. Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez being laid to rest at a private funeral today. The 24-year-old was killed last Sunday along with two of his friends when their boat crashed off Miami Beach. And on a much lighter note, former NFL QB Tim Tebow hits a home run on his first day in professional baseball. In fact, he does it on the first pitch he ever sees in his first ever minor league game in Florida yesterday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, Chris, thanks. We're going to do Hunter and Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. Our Patriots and Thunder have been eliminated from the playoffs, so we're just going to focus on, and rightfully so, the five regional high schools in their fall calendar. On the 27th at Delaware Valley, the girls' soccer team lost 1-0 to Immaculata. In girls' soccer and field hockey, they defeated Belvedere 1-0, lost to Immaculata in boys' soccer 1-0. Girls' volleyball, a 2-0 loss to Warren Hills. And yesterday, a 50-15 loss in boys' cross-country to cross-county rival Voorhees. Hunter and Central faced Montgomery in girls' soccer on the 27th and defeated them 4-0. 5-2 loss to Goodwater Raritan in field hockey. Against Montgomery, the gymnastics team won 101.9 to 94.8. 2-1 victory over Ridge in girls' volleyball. 1-0 win over Montgomery in boys' soccer. Yesterday, boys' cross-country, Central lost to Voorhees 50-15. And in girls' tennis, a defeat of Hillsboro 4-1. North Hunter, 6-0 shutout of Phillipsburg girls' soccer. 2-1 victory by Phillipsburg in boys' soccer, so they split. Girls' tennis, 5-0 win against Rutgers Prep. Girls' volleyball against Hillsboro, 2-0 shutout. Field hockey facing Phillipsburg, 2-0 loss to Phillipsburg. Boys cross country, Voorhees wins again, 50-15. And in gymnastics, Hillsboro wins at 109.9 to 103.6. South Hunterdon, 1-0 loss to Franklin in field hockey, and a 4-0 loss to Gil St. Bernard's in girls' soccer. And finally, Voorhees, 1-0 victory against Warren Hills in field hockey. In boys' soccer, an 8-0 loss to Gil St. Bernard's. 2-1 defeat of Montgomery in girls' volleyball. Facing Huntington Central, a 15-50 win in boys' cross-country. That also was against Delaware Valley, and that was also against North Huntington. Moving on to look at the calendar for the next couple of days. Today, we got some football game tonight. It's going to be wet. Hunter and Central will be traveling to Franklin at 7 p.m. So it's Thursday Night Lights tonight. We have field hockey this afternoon. Voorhees is traveling to Pingree. Watchung Hills will be at Hunter and Central at 5:30. Another football game. North Hunterdon is at Immaculata at 7. Hunter and Central is at Franklin at 7. Boys soccer today, 3:45. Warren Hills travels to Voorhees. Delaware Valley travels to Gil St. Bernard's. Belvedere hosts South Hunterdon. Warren Hills hosts Voorhees at 3:45 for girls soccer. North Hunterdon travels to Delaware Valley, 3:45. South Hunterdon hosts Belvedere for girls soccer at 4 o'clock. Tennis match at 3:45. Franklin's at North Hunterdon. Voorhees is at Rutgers Prep. Watchung Hills is at Central. Mount St. Mary is at Delaware Valley, 5:15 for a girls' volleyball game. Rutgers Prep hosts Voorhees at 5:30 for volleyball. And Central hosts North Hunterdon for an inter-county matchup in volleyball, 5:30. Tomorrow, field hockey at 6 p.m. Voorhees will be at North Hunterdon. We have a football game where Rahway will be at Voorhees at 7. South Hunterdon will travel to Manville at 7. Delaware Valley will be at Arthur L. Johnson at 7. For boys soccer, Randolph hosts Central at 6. Tennis match at 3:45. Bridgewater Raritan hosts Hunterdon Central. Voorhees will be at Boundbrook. Hopewell is at Delaware Valley for a volleyball game at 4. And Roxbury travels to Voorhees at 5:30 for volleyball. That is Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. All right, so it's 39 after the hour. Let's look and see what else is happening in terms of hunting, in terms of news. My goodness, we've had some unusual news going on. The first one happens to be that unfortunate plane crash that took place down in the Alexandria Airport, Sky Manor. So victims of that plane crash have been identified. Craig Turpin reports that the two people killed in Sunday's fatal plane crash near Sky Manor Airport have been identified as Gerald Scott Budge, 59, of Robbinsville, and Karen Lowe, 52, of Telford, PA. Hunter County Prosecutor's Office announced on Monday. The Mooney M20, that's the name and model of the plane, they were flying and crashed in a grassy field in a residential neighborhood about a half mile southwest of the runway at the small municipal airport at 12:29 p.m. on Sunday. Budge was issued a private pilot license on January 11th of 2015, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. The plane was flown out of the Trenton Robbinsville Airport on Sunday. Lisa Campbell, who runs the flight service that leases the aircraft at Robbinsville Airport, knew Budge and described him as an experienced pilot who had flown that particular plane before. She said Budge flew out of the airport in Robbinsville alone Sunday. He had also flown out of the Robbinsville Airport on Saturday, she said. She estimated Budge had close to 250 flying hours since being licensed and had flown that type of airplane for about 60 hours, and that actual Mooney for about 30. Campbell said she's not sure exactly what Budge's personal plans were, and she did not know Lowe, but it's common for pilots to take off from a local airport, land at Sky Manor, and have breakfast or lunch at their cafe while watching takeoffs and landings before flying back to their home airport. Budge had done such a trip before to Sky Manor, Campbell said. He was a good pilot and was familiar with that airport. So, Hunter County Chief of Detectives John Kaczynski said on Sunday that authorities received a 12:30 p.m. call reporting an aircraft down. He also spoke at the scene of the crash. The aircraft was apparently coming in for a landing, and subsequently witnesses saw the aircraft go down, Kaczynski said. There was no damage to any property near Sky Manor and Oak Summit Roads. The plane was recovered. The exact cause of the crash remains under investigation by the NTA and the FAA. Alexia Hughes, a Bucks County PA resident, said she was part of a large crowd watching planes take off and the land outside Sky Cafe restaurant at the airport. They saw a small plane try to land and come in too fast. Quote, instead of aborting the landing, he continued to try to land and ran out of runway, she said. The plane then pulled up, barely clearing trees at the end of the runway, Hughes said. It tilted up and to the left before losing lift and crashing. What's a little confusing is that Ms. Lowe was not part of the original flight plan. When he left, when Budge left Robbinsville, he was by himself, and then somehow he picked up Karen Lowe somewhere else. So they don't really identify that part yet. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just there's a piece of that story missing. And it's unfortunate that he just ran out of runway and then, I guess, tried to avoid certain things. It's a neat airport to go to, Sky Manor. You can go there. It's a great restaurant that's been open for quite some time. It's fun to watch the planes come in and obviously, as long as you're out of the runway's area, you should be okay. And that's just an unusual occurrence. So please go and frequent it. It's a very interesting place to be and a lot of enjoyment and unique place to have a nice bite to eat. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lay down with me? Say, do you want to lay down with me? Say, baby, do you want to lay down, baby? Say, baby, do you want to lay down with me? Say, baby.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambie's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the...
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Alright, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. Thanks for a come. We have an update on the traffic going on at 78 right now. As you learned earlier, we had a traffic accident with two tractor trailers at exit 20. Well, that's delaying things all the way back to exit 11, actually exit 6, causing delays in Bloomsbury. So it's continuing to push further and further back. So you might want to look for alternative routes on the 78 eastbound direction. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Radio traffic. Moving on from there, let's see what else is going on in Hunterdon County that's of interest. We had an unusual situation go on the other day in Reddington Township. A 74-year-old mountainside man was arrested and charged with two counts of attempted murder after firing a Reddington police officers on Route 22 on Tuesday night. The two Reddington officers saw a vehicle parked on the eastbound shoulder of Route 22 around 9:30 p.m. Tuesday, Hunterdon County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III said. While investigating the abandoned vehicle, the officers saw a man, later identified as Rafael Garcia, in a nearby field, Kearns said. The officers ordered Garcia out of the field, and he fired multiple shots at the officers. The officers were able to take Garcia into custody without returning fire, Kearns said. A borough search of the area was conducted, and it was determined that no other persons involved, no threat to the public, Kearns said. Quote, we are grateful that our officers were uninjured, Kearns said, and I commend their quick and steady response to the threat, which enabled them to bring the suspect into custody without further incident, unquote. Authorities did not say what Garcia was doing in the field before being discovered by the officers. The officers were cognizant of the risks to the public and were able to apprehend the suspect without placing passing motorists in harm's way. This is an ardent reminder of the risks and dangers our officers face every day as they continue to keep all of us safe. Garcia's bail is set at $1 million by state Superior Court Judge Peter Tober. Garcia is being held in the Somerset County Jail awaiting his first court appearance. Quote, I commend the rapid response of the New Jersey State Police Aviation Bureau, Highbridge Police Department, Clinton Township Police Department, Franklin Township Police Department, the Town of Clinton Police Department, Branchburg Police Department, Warren Township K-9, Boundbrook K-9, and the Hunterdon County SWAT. Route 22 was closed in both directions and west of Ridge Road overnight. The highway had been reopened as of Wednesday morning. A helicopter could be seen in the area with a searchlight, and multiple police vehicles were seen in the area, according to the comments left on Fire and EMS Alerts of Hunterdon County. That's a Facebook page. Joining Kearns in announcing the arrest were Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office Chief of Detectives John J. Kaczynski and the Bennington Township Police Chief Sebastian Donnarumma. So our quiet little sleepy town occasionally has these types of things happening here. So, interesting point. So what is the crime rate in our area? So there's an article here by Carla Astudillo from NJ Advanced Media on September 28th. She says, check your town's 2015 violent crime rate with our lookup tool. So the FBI data released this week shows that even though the murder rate in New
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Differing reports, but at least one person known to have been killed in a train mishap in Hoboken, New Jersey this morning. Some reports say three people dead, over 100 injured, when that commuter train jumps the tracks and smashes into the Hoboken station. This man was aboard the train, and he says it just didn't seem to stop when it got to the terminal.
It was rolling in, and then all of a sudden, it was just impact. You felt like this huge, huge bang. The lights went off. You know, then you started to see, like, I was in the window seat, so I could see, like, outside what was happening, and the roof just collapsed.
It's still an active scene, but former NTSB member Kitty Higgins asks,
what was the engineer doing? Did he lose, as Tom suggested, situational awareness? There could be some kind of medical incident.
For now, an official saying only it appears to have been an accident. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen the headlines. Yahoo was hacked and over 500 million user accounts were jeopardized. If you have ever had a Yahoo email account, you're at risk of identity theft, and you must protect yourself now. ID Lion has got your back. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's identity theft insurance. This hack is going to cause millions grief, bad credit reports, and more headaches. Hackers are devious, and you should prepare for the worst. The fraud resolution team at ID Lion is there to help you if your identity has been stolen. One in four Americans will experience identity theft. Insure your identity now with ID Lion. Call 1-800-941-6844. Remember, it's risk-free for our listeners, and you'll get a free gift for signing up today. Again, the number to call, ID Lion, 1-800-941-6844.
I think it was a mistake.
That's President Obama speaking about the first veto override of his tenure. The bill that allows 9/11 families to sue Saudi Arabia was vetoed by Obama, but then it was overridden yesterday by lawmakers in the House and Senate. It had a lot of Democratic support, including from Senator Richard Blumenthal, who says he respects the president's opinion, but he disagrees that it could inspire lawsuits against Americans overseas.
Fears of reprisal and retaliation should never